We'll be getting some details about the Trump search. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A judge in Florida had given the Justice Department until noon yesterday to propose redactions to the affidavit used to request the search warrant on former President Trump's Florida estate. Those redactions have now been approved with publication ordered by noon Eastern today.
The judge in the case, Magistrate Bruce Reinhardt, issued an order. He wrote, quote, I find that the government has met its burden of showing a compelling reason, good cause, to seal portions of the affidavit because disclosure would reveal the identities of witnesses, law enforcement agents, and uncharged parties. The investigation strategy, direction, scope, sources and methods, and grand jury information protected by federal rule of criminal procedure.
Fox's David Spunt in D.C. President Biden at a campaign rally in Maryland calls on moderate Republicans and independents to reject Trumpism.
There's a lot at stake, President Biden told supporters in a crowded high school gym.
And Americans are going to have to choose. You must choose. Will we be a country that moves forward or backward?
The president highlighted legislative accomplishments like the Inflation Reduction Act and says he needs Democrats in Congress to protect abortion access, ban assault weapons, and counter who he described as MAGA Republicans.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Rockville, Maryland. Another congressional trip to Taiwan. Tennessee Senate Republican Marsha Blackburn's on the Armed Services Committee.
Will we fight the rise of authoritarianism or will we capitulate to it?
Trips like these are opposed by the Chinese government, claiming the island as its territory. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a group of Democrats to Taiwan 3 weeks ago. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says backup generators prevented a disaster at a nuclear power plant after Russian shelling knocked out a line powering the plant's cooling system. He's asking for more international pressure on Russian troops to leave the area. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg says the company was warned by the FBI about a false propaganda story coming ahead of reports about President Biden's son Hunter's stolen laptop computer.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the FBI warned Facebook prior to the 2020 election that a soon-to-be breaking story thought to be the Hunter Biden laptop was likely Russian disinformation, telling the Joe Rogan podcast what the Bureau told them.
We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
Zuckerberg says Facebook lowered the ranking of stories about the laptop, meaning fewer people saw them. He regrets, he says, suppressing a story that turned out to be factual. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The American Legion's National Convention starts today in Wisconsin.
Thousands of veterans are expected in Milwaukee today through next Thursday for the American Legion's 103rd National Convention, where attendees will participate in commission meetings, workshops, and training sessions, some that focus on hiring veterans, as well as military suicide prevention. Attendees will also hear from distinguished guests, including Paralympian Rob Jones and VA Secretary Dennis McDonough. Other presentations also include membership awards, like the National Firefighter of the Year and National Law Enforcement Officer of the Year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A new law in Texas requires schools to prominently display signs with the National In God We Trust motto, signs to be donated or bought with private money. Well, Florida political activist Chess Stevens, an atheist, says he's raising money to buy and donate signs in schools around Texas with In God We Trust written in Arabic. He says if a school refuses to display it, he will sue and challenge the law in court. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.